The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 93. The next morning, when we awoke, none of us felt very much like doing anything. The day of the many bananas had taken its toll. A day after glutting oneself on bananas is generally not a day filled with energetic activity. No one really did anything more than loll for most of the morning. Not even the usually annoyingly active Alvy seemed inclined to do very much. He would get up once in a while, wander around aimlessly for a bit, and then sit back down with the rest of us. Aimless is the right word. All of us were feeling a bit aimless. Nobody had any idea what to do next. We had, after all, found the lost city of Lenore. What more was there for us to do here? The girls' research had been summarily cut off by the sudden influx of a rather profound amount of water onto their site, and so their expedition was, too, perhaps, logically at an end. Also, the loss of a lot of our gear had made the prospect of lingering here less appealing. We could hardly sit around eating bananas all day. I certainly could not see the point of staying any longer. At first I had thought that it was only I who felt that our little expeditions had run their course, but apparently the others were feeling similarly. All of us, including the girls who had not been in country anywhere near as long as we had, were pining, it seemed more or less, for the pleasures and comforts of home. It cannot come as a surprise to you, dear reader, if you have been paying any attention at all to my story, that I was thinking of pulling out. But you might be somewhat surprised to learn that it was not I who first broached the subject that day of departing for home. It was the aforementioned Alvy. That's right, Mr. Eager Beaver, the intrepid explorer who had started all this foolishness. He made the suggestion. I have to say that it was the first utterance to exit Alvy's mouth in the entire time since I had met him, with which I completely and wholeheartedly agreed. And so it was that we all decided to head home. But of course, it would be some time before I would be happily seated where I am now, as I write this, ensconced in the bosom of my beloved club, the Amphiarthrosis, my butt cheek settled in the well-worn grooves of my leather chair, a cup of postum sitting steaming at my elbow. Somehow, we had to get to the coast. We were smart enough this time to choose the route the girls had taken, and not attempt that insane trek back the way we had come. Still, we had a good deal of walking slash riding ahead of us. But we were all in a pretty good mood as we loaded what remained of our gear, and a plentiful supply of bananas, on the camels, in order to begin our journey home. I anticipated that our return trip would be a good deal less difficult than our trip there had been. But that was not entirely true.